Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, let us appreciate the worship team. First things first, thank you very much, worship team, for what you do. Sometimes I think you're not part of us, you're part of another team that is fantastic, yeah? Yes, but thank you so, so much for what you do in the house of God. Amen? Yes, they are first-time visitors in this place. First time, are you a first-time visitor here? Yes, she's a first-time visitor. Let us clap for her. Please stand up. Let us clap for you. Mom, you're very welcome. Yes, who invited you? Ah, fantastic. Oh, the husband. He said, oh, I didn't see. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. But here there is a marriage anointing, so excuse such things, yeah? Yeah, please, you're very welcome. Thank you so much. My friend, you're very welcome. I've forgotten the one sitting next to Kwezi. Philip, yes. Yes. No, the one sitting next to Philip, yes. You're very, very welcome. I don't know, because the last week he wasn't here. No, he wasn't. Yeah, you're very welcome. What else? What else? Nkwanzi, I welcome you to church. Say thank you. Mwana wangoyo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But like I told, a film actor. Oh, yes, there is a movie star. You guys, we have engineers in this place. We have coffee farmers. We have, if you know that you sit in this place and you have acted in a movie, a recent movie, a blockbuster, please stand up. You are brown. Yeah? Please stand up. Please, you stand. Stand, please clap for him. Did you know? Did you know that he's a movie actor? Exactly. You thought we wouldn't find out. We know. We see. Hallelujah. Yeah? Yes, young men have flex. They call it what? Flex. Yeah, I watched it and I was like, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Is God good to you? Hallelujah. Once again, I'm going to just encourage us. If you can make it for the prayer meeting on Thursday, please come. You guys, we got the whole version. But even then, I was like, I think what Bobby Ali said, we got the whole version of what Pastor talked about. And it is interesting. Amen? So, Pastor asked me to preach, not usually at the right, at the time when he asks me to preach, it was a bit late. I was caught up in many things. Like, you know, engineer, the only one, Dennis, the only engineer in LAT, first chill, Christine, the only engineer in LAT wasn't around. He had gone for his break. I'm at home, I'm doing many things, dropping a child to Old Kampala, coming back, what, managing the household. Kwegamba was nearly busy. Then Pastor sends me a message. In the like, you know when you're just jazzing with someone. But sometimes I jazz with Pastor. Sometimes. So we are exchanging messages. And Pastor says, Kale kati gwebeira kwebio. You're preaching on what? On Sunday. You guys. You know it was because, you know, I had spent the whole day watching the swearing-in ceremony. You people, I don't know if you're like me. I was so drawn into that ceremony more than even the previous one. I kept on seeing things. I kept on listening to the people who are reviewing. I saw so many things that I was feeling even corrupted. Eh? You know, analysts talking, guys who are reviewing, then pictures, then guys walking with power. Then you see others that don't have power. Like, it was just, it just, you know, consumed me. So I tell Pastor, hey, Pastor, yeah? You know my straight things. I tell him something. Yeah, he responds. Then when I saw that message, I was too saturated that I think slept. I didn't respond to the message. But I'd seen it. But I typed the message back to Pastor, but I didn't tap on send. So it remained in the what? In the dialogue box. So for me, I woke up thinking, me, I sent the what? I sent the message. Thursday, Pastor doesn't say anything. I'm okay, me, I know I'm preaching on what? On Sunday. But now I'm telling God, God, what do you want me to talk to people about? So in that moment, I start to think about two topics, yeah? And one of them was, I wrote it actually here. One of them was continuing to expect the visitation of God. That was one. So at first I felt, yes, this is what I'm going to talk about. And then another topic came up in my mind, just I'm thinking. I'm like, no, but Galatians 6:9, reaping in due season, you know? So I was in between the two. I took the matter to God. My husband was coming back on Saturday morning at 2. So I couldn't sleep. Because I'm such a light sleeper, I'm like, God, I have these two things. What do you want me to talk about? Or if you don't want me to even talk about this, yeah, can you just then tell me. And when Sam returns, of course, I wake up, end up going to bed late. You know what it is. So in the morning hours, I have a dream. And in the dream, I'm seated with Pastor. And I tell him, Pastor, God spoke to me. And then I tell him what God told me. So now, I narrate to Pastor another dream. I'm like, Pastor, God spoke to me. I had a dream. And in the dream, I was telling people about God's due appointed time in LAT. And you know what? I was actually standing right here maybe I should preach from here. I was standing right here when I was talking to you guys. Maybe I should stand here. I don't know. Yeah? So, and the dream what? The dream ended. This was Saturday. Oh, you guys. I was so, so happy. Now, you know, I was like, okay, supposing God hadn't talked to you about the dream, like if God hadn't spoken to you through a dream about what you are going to preach, let me tell you, on Thursday, I used this very scripture on Thursday, okay? And yeah, we went on, then we read Isaiah 40 from 22 onwards, yeah? And then Grace Joy comes and tells me, she even testified that God had actually used the same verses I shared during the prayer meeting to speak to her about a need she had, a concern she had. Now, unbeknownst to her, she goes on, when we're coming, because I came with Grace Joy for the meeting on Thursday, we're having this conversation in the car, and I was telling her about God's timing, and I was saying, you know, God's timing is interesting. So I was telling her something that I'm going to share with you. And now later, she sends, after the prayer meeting, she goes home, of course, with her parents. Then she sends me a message, an audio, telling me that, oh, Auntie Joanne, can you imagine the very scriptures you used to talk to me in the car? I had been listening to them when I reached church. Like, when, because we reached a bit early, so she went, I think I sent her for something. So she got a sermon and she started listening, I think, to that sermon as she was going to get me water. And the same things that I told her when we were in the car are the things that she started listening to right before the prayer meeting. Now, when Grace Joyce was giving her testimony, she was crying. Now, when she sent me that later, I then understood another reason why Grace Joy was crying, because God had actually gone ahead and confirmed a few more things to her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today I'm not going to talk about expecting the presence of God. Glory to God. Glory, glory to Jesus. So in the dream, I was telling you, LAT, reaping, waiting to reap in the due season. You've had that dream. Amen. Waiting to what? To reap in due season. And according to the dream, and what I'm going to use here today, yeah, this is a proper card from heaven, Galatians 6:9. This scripture is very simple, but God wants us to really take time on it. It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. In due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Okay? That essentially means that for us to reap anything, there's got to be, you've got to not grow weary. Hallelujah. For you to reap, you must, there must be a consistency of soul. Can I just put it out like that? You must be consistent in whatever you're doing if you're going to reap a harvest. You know, there is one thing starting out well when God gives you an instruction, or when God gives you a promise, Rubani, you can start out well, but it's possible that you might actually not reap. Not everything we sow, we reap. Did you know that? Not all the time, by the way. Sometimes it matters how you have tended to what you have sowed. Or it also matters how you wait for the harvest to come. Hallelujah. Yes, many times we sow. Now, I'm not going to talk about sowing money. Okay? I'm just going to talk about sowing in terms of actions, in terms of obedience, or you continuing to do the thing that God has told you to do. It's possible for you to sow something, like Pastor told us last week, if you sow bad things, you're going to end up praying for crop failure. Yeah? But it's also possible that you'll not have a harvest. But that means that the things of God, it doesn't stop at only the way, it doesn't stop at only sowing. There is a time between seed time and harvest. There is a period. Glory to God. And for us who are born again, we know that we have many promises of God. And we need to sow. And so many times, we are required to sow. Not that we need to, but God requires us to sow into those promises. When God, like when God told Pastor to joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, that he doesn't what? Experience financial depression. From that time, Pastor started what? Sowing. He's still doing it. He's walking in obedience. But you know that the promise of harvest for him is there is no financial depression. The promise of harvest for us as a church is there is no financial depression. Now, what did God tell you? What did God promise to do for you? You know, there are those promises that come with a condition, especially those promises, church. We have to be very, very careful. If it comes with a condition, then, like God told my son, let me give his example. God told my son that if he is to do a certain course that he wants to do, he's going to exert himself. So there is a promise for him doing the course. But if he wants to do it, he's going to put in the hard work. It's a conditional word. It is a conditional promise. Glory to God. So, and all of us, I would like to believe that when you're a child of God, is not okseyeya. You're going to have to do your part, and also God does what? Your part. But between the time when you do your part and the time when you harvest is a period. Hallelujah. It is a what? A period. Genesis 8:22 tells us that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, the day and the night shall not cease. This is a principle and we have all heard of it. You don't even need to be born again for this principle to work. No. Whatever you sow, you're going to what? You're going to reap. Recently, I woke up to something because remember, I'm coming out of the swearing ceremony, the swearing-in ceremony. I feel like I attended it. And I feel like a bit the happenings in our country right now, bitutwala supidi. I cannot catch up. I'm not, who is able to catch up? Yeah? Ebintu byata andika angachi, joke siwano, before you know it, I don't even know what tweets to believe, we are just all speculating, saying, let us see how this is going to work. Then you see pictures, then you see, you know, biata andika in jokes. But now look at where we are. As of yesterday, if you are watching news, NBS, NTV, gonanganga kwatiroko, Auntie God had already sorted me. So yesterday evening, I was like, where are we at? Yeah? I don't know who to believe. Do you believe bloggers, political analysts? Do you believe NTV? Do you believe NBS? But all that is based on this principle. What you reap, what you sow, you will reap. And we are seeing it play out, okay? But going back to Galatians 9, when we are told that we should not grow weary, that means that growing weary actually happens. Not so. Yes, growing weary happens, especially for those things that have taken a long time to come. Hallelujah. God promises you something year in, year out, year in, year out. And moreover, even in those times, God sometimes does not even explain himself. Let me tell you something that I know. God owes you no explanation, but his presence will always be with you. Glory to God. Settle it very, very quickly. Children, those things are, but God should tell me. God should give me a reason. God, sometimes he will give you a reason out of his love for you. But in my assessment of God, this is just me. In my assessment of God, sometimes he chooses not to give you a reason. Because maybe it's not what you need in that time. But you know what? His presence, because he promised that my presence will always be with you. That one, you are sure. He will always reveal himself to you in situations, but not necessarily give you all the answers you're looking for. Hallelujah. That is coming from someone who has waited on God for a particular promise for over 10 years. Okay? No explanation sometimes is given. But God has showed me and he has revealed himself to me every step of the way. So I cannot say that God hasn't been there for me. But I will tell you, he has not answered all my questions. Because it is not written anywhere that he is a God who will always answer your questions. No. But he is a God of whose presence will always be with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what are the things that cause us to be weary? There are many things that will cause us, of course, time and all these things. But I'm going to talk about three things, in my opinion, but if we understand them, then we will not grow weary. It is possible not to grow weary. Because the Bible says that those that wait upon the Lord shall, yes, they shall mount up on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. Yeah. Even youths, abana abatoba joani. Yeah. They will what? Grow. Yes. One day you wake up in the morning and your strength of youth, your physical strength is not there. But they that wait upon the Lord, even if they are gray-haired like Mr. Barlow, it's possible that you can be gray-haired. Nengo olimuvumu nyomo katonda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And something that I've seen also, maybe it is something I'm observing between the, like, in the body of Christ, there are old men of God, who came onto the scene, served the Lord faithfully, and now they are in the, maybe the evening of their ministries. Then there are these people that the banabato bugubuguya, the strength of youth, they come, they do so many things, and it's good, maybe when they are working for the Lord. But after some time, bakolachi, bapowa. And then they go back to the old ones and they say, Mr. Gundi, ministry wajukolo otia. Then they're like, my friend, ministry tojiteka kochi chifuba just kakana do what the Lord has told you to do. Don't do extras. You will run out of strength. Okay? So anyway, it is possible for us to really, even when we are waiting on God, you're doing every single thing He has asked you to do. Okukowa. Yeah? It happens. You will grow weary. Hallelujah. You will grow what? Weary. But it does not have to be your everyday predisposition. Also, sometimes when we are waiting on God, you hope that when we are waiting on God, we will be getting closer to God. But sometimes the opposite happens. Have you seen people who have waited on God for something and instead never munyigira? They are like, man, you didn't come through for me. It has been 10 years. Nanyiga, and then they what? Then they start to walk away from God. Like the joke that we usually share here, it's not a joke, but I think it's someone who assured God that, God, if you don't give me a man, you're going to get shocked. Yeah? And you will hear results. News. Hey. You will hear news. Yeah? Now, you would expect that waiting on God causes you to draw closer to Him. It causes you, but you can clearly see that that person reached a point and they said, God, results zija kutuka wagureyo. And for me, don't ask. All right? So, you can see that abantu bakowa, yeah, whether she meant it or she didn't mean it, but we have all gone through that period. But we are here to say that God wants us to wait patiently and joyfully so that we can reap what we can reap good. Hallelujah. So every time you find yourself in a place where you are otandisoku gwa mamanyi, otandise to not be excited about the things that used to excite you anymore. This is what, by the way, spiritual tiredness means. Should we first diagnose it? Okay, let me tell you what it feels like to be spiritually tired of some things. But because you have been waiting, the first time you received a dream, Flavia, hey, God is going to do this, this, and this, and this. There is that excitement. You think it's going to happen in a few what? Take a kutande mukama na kuwane date. You'll be waiting. You'll be what? Waiting. Then the date comes and passes. You start saying, alas, what has happened? Then, before you know it, every other thing that you are told concerning that promise of God, you start to overweigh. You're like, meanwhile, the things could actually be from God, but you're like, you know what? You start being unequivocal. But yet before, you would rise up and say, yes, the Lord has spoken. This is going to happen. The Lord showed me a dream. But now, nebitandika nokolachi, you're like, bintwe byosoko byegendereze rubani mwana gwe. Like, man, for us, we have been here in LAT. We had LAT 2025, kati the top yogere ebintu, ebintu, we are increasing in number. Numbers, we have seen all those dreams. But now Rubani has actually had a dream from God, and God is reminding you that the numbers are coming. But because you are weary, you start tongue in cheek. That is what he said. What is the source of that dream? Oh, if you do not question the dream, you do not receive it with much what? Much joy. Yeah? Has that happened to anyone here? Then also, another sign that you can get weary or you're weary of something is nobye salida kodala. Ngogamba chine chintu, chinumizo mutima, God, you have broken my heart. Todamuna bingamba, let us move on to something else. Didn't, until the one who said you have plan B, I am ready. Plan B. Because plan A, just what? Ya kugoya, it kalakatad you between you and what? And God. And you start saying, I think God, let us what? Let us move on to something else. Yeah? That is, you're getting weary. Ngate mukama tanna kugamba that echintu echo kolachi chireke. Then you start forcing plan B on God. Another way you can know that you're actually really, really tired, the fervency with which you used to do the things of God starts to wane. Everything becomes your fulfilling duty. A prayer meeting is there. Man, let me just go. Then you, as in everything, you're just doing to clock in. You do to clock in. Yeah? To show people that you actually showed up. You clock. But there is no excitement. There is no life in that which you are doing. But you're doing it to just show up. Hallelujah. So, those are some of the things that show us that, another thing is that you get more susceptible to the second voice. You start now completely walking in disobedience. Ngogamba, I've been tithing all these years. I'm not seeing any increase. Bino pastor, bia tu gamba, mbu we give. I have given even the shirt off my back. Mbimaze. Ebintwebyo, they make you broke. Now you even start being a herald of a message from hell. Ebintwebyo, they make you broke. Era mubi egende de zenga. Bio nabai la efe tuwa bikola akola. Daneka ambabule. You start being a philosopher. Yeah? You become a philosopher of a demonic doctrine. And that shows that go wako webi to biam kama no kolachi. Echintu echo no chivako. But every time we are waiting to reap in due season, and you in that period between the time before the time of harvest, before you touch that which the Lord told you that you will do, you will get. Many things happen. And one of the things, instead of you insisting and asking God to keep talking to you about that thing, has that also happened to you? Like God has given you a promise, Christine, and it's not coming to pass. But every day, speak to me about this. That will not actually help. No. That won't help. You know, there are some things that require okufumbo kwa amanyi. Hallelujah. Muwogo, you cannot prepare muwogo the same way you do noodles. Or you do popcorn, microwave popcorn. Who knows microwave popcorn here? Yes, there are some things that require time. Especially children, rush quickly. Manzi, Auntie Esther, quickly. So, there are some things that will take time, even in preparation. People, I watched Usain Bolt's, there was something about a bio picture or something, where, you know, they went into his life. You guys, by the time I was done with watching Usain Bolt, I actually realized that there is a lot of hard work. So there are some things that honestly will take time, especially things that concern destiny. So for those things, the Lord is not going to come to you every day. Okunyumizako. No. He says one thing and he bursts. But what he has told you is enough. Now for me, I'm just speaking from experience and what I've read in the Bible. When God promised Abraham, Isaac, every time, every prayer meeting, every word, no, the promise was made and God walked. Glory to God. And then it took time. And then he would come intermittently in there, yeah, because it was about 25 years. But in the 25 years, you'd expect, because it was such a big deal to Abraham, you'd expect God to go to Abraham all the time. And talk to him about, by the word, Omwana, you're the son from your loins. No. But locally, that is not how God works. Hallelujah. Between Isaac and between the promise of Isaac and Isaac coming, Banange, Abraham had to fight wars. He had to do many things in there. He had to be rich. He had to get rich. He had to get busy and get, you know, multiply what he has. So this whole business of us thinking that that God is going to keep talking to us about that thing every day, it doesn't work that way. Do you know why? Because many times he is actually working on you. Hallelujah. The version of you that is going to fulfill that, that is going to harvest, is not the same version of the person, of the sower. Does that make sense? Look at yourself. When I see Pastor here, and he keeps on saying, oh, the years, there's so many years God told him that, I can bet that he is a different person now. And he continues to change. He continues to evolve. Not so. So there is a certain, if God has promised you a lot of money, but now there is a certain version God expects you to be if you're going to have that money. Glory to God. If God has promised you a billion shillings, Andrew, if God promises you a billion shillings, that you're going to be a kingdom financier, just no work has started. Work on the inside of you. First and foremost, work has what? Started of making you what? The kind of vessel that can actually interface with that level of prosperity, and you don't bring his name to shame. Glory to God. And that takes time. So when we are waiting for our promises to come to pass, and they are not coming to pass, instead of you being there asking God, God, this thing, just tell him, okay, just now work on me. If there is anything, make me ready for this. And now when you understand that, then now you're able to wait. Not a guamomani. Hallelujah. You're able to continue sowing. You're able to continue sowing good. You're able to continue sowing obedience without growing weary, because you understand that you are a vessel in progress. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the good thing is that sometimes when God is working on us, we are not even aware that he's working on us. So do not focus on reveal this to me. Instead, just tell him, God, here I am, just work on me. And you know what? Let me just share from, you know, as I'm sharing this, I'm even sharing my personal experiences. Every time Joanne, this is going to happen to you. You're going to prophesy, dream dreams, and whatever visions. You're going to see. And you insist. Now God has spoken to Joanne, and then now Joanne insists on every day. You're getting anger, kuchinechi. You know, it's possible for you that in that time you start to get uncomfortable, and when you get uncomfortable, you get so desperate and you open yourself up to another voice that is not even of God. Because now the desperation to hear the next thing has what? Driven you. So that before you know it, you are now opening yourself up to even things. You see, the devil can take advantage of that desperation. God has given you his word. You're walking with him. You have checked God. Okay, it hasn't yet come to pass. But I love you. I am doing everything you have told me to do. Settle it. Have rest. Rest in that. But if you continue pressing out of the desperation of your heart, let me tell you, you get easily susceptible to voices that are not of God. I don't know what it's called, obunabi, yeah? A prophetic word from hell will come, man. It will come and you will jump on it. A demonic dream will come and you jump on it, because you were desperate to hear something specific from God and to hear it the way you wanted to hear it. So instead of wasting time doing that, please, just tell God to work on you. Let us look at a life of a young man in the Bible, Joseph the dreamer. In total, let me tell you, when I counted Joseph's dreams, how many were they? One, there were two dreams. But this guy is called Joseph the what? In my opinion, we have many so-and-sos, the dreamers here. Eh? Dennis Mutahiwanje, Dennis the what? I feel like Dennis has better, in terms of dreams, eh? The two dreams, a guy makes it into the Bible. Dennis Yandi, but Dekowano, yeah? After Joseph, Dennis the what? The dreamer. Eh? But Joseph, two dreams like this. Two dreams. Omutali temuli na drama. There was no drama in his dreams. They were short, two dreams. God has told him, that's it. Joseph qualifies to be the dreamer in the Bible. And we are still talking about him today. Did you see God, after he had given Joseph those dreams, did you see God coming every time to talk to Joseph? When he was being sold into slavery, now they have thrown him into that car well, the dry one. Did an angel appear to him and say, no, Joseph, you know, the other dream, to church. And this is why you need to understand that why God is so good to us, that he will even come to us, by the way, and I don't know. Like the many dreams we've had about the different things that God has promised you in your life. At least you don't have two only. For you have even more. As in, understand that the Lord loves you. Glory to God. And you know, he's telling you all these things in the confines of your bed. You're not in a well. Your life is not in what? In balance. Nobody is selling you into slavery. Nobody is going to whip you. Nobody is telling you to, you know how those slaves were sold. They were not sold, but they are fully clothed. Man, when you were a slave, you had to be undressed. And the neba kuchusa webati 360, looking for any marks, akamogo kugwe. If you had akamogo, ngaba kusala ne sente. Yeah, like you have a scar here. They say, John, 5K, that's 2K. No. Then they say, enenkovu ya wano. That is one. You see that level of humiliation. But you know what? In that well, God never came back to Joseph to tell him anything. Joseph, bamutunda butunzi. And the guy went. So his two dreams, sheep's bowing down. The sun, moon, and the 11 stars, those were the dreams that Joseph yakwata what? You people, one word from God. One word like this, if we are serious with it, if we don't grow weary, if we don't keep saying, nga Daniel, wamuwa, nga ne vision, nzerachi tompa, if you're sure the word came from God, just hang on to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we see Joseph being sold into slavery. Then Psalm 105 tells us, this is where you know that when we are waiting for the Lord, work is happening in our hearts. That very word that the Lord has given you, you'll be like Joseph. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They had his feet with fetters and laid, he was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. So let us remember that between, it is okay for you to wait on the Lord. And when you're waiting between seed time and harvest, they say tokaluk, and I don't know the word. Like, don't be everywhere, looking for the prophetic word for this. Like, tobabubi, toteka wombeda, just sit back. And what? And wait. Because sometimes that very word is going to what? Is going to test you. There are some people here I know who have shared with me their dreams. But when I look at them, me, Joanne, when I look at them and I look at the dream, I'm like, hi, yeah. This one here is going to take a lot of work. Yeah? But you see, the good thing is that between that time, If you do not go around looking for a word here, trying to exert yourself, insert yourself, do things your own way, let me tell you, like, just use that time and allow the Lord to work on you. Glory to God. And know that word is going to test you. It will always, always test you. So, we also see that when Joseph was in jail, you know the cupbearer. And the baker, those two chaps that had dreams on the same night. One goes, they wake up, they are distressed. Joseph is like, hey, Bantubange, what's going on here? Maybe he was even sharing a cell with them, I don't know. And they narrate his dream, their dreams, and Joseph gives them the what? Meanwhile, he's in there, yetalota. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yetalota, naenga, in interpreting dreams, wakabi. So now he's here, interprets this guy's dream, and you know, this guy goes, one is killed, both dreams come to pass. But before the chief butler goes, Joseph tells him, please, Bona tu kayo. Tela yuko kuchibega bega. Please, eh? This guy, the Bible says that he went. The moment he got there, hey, it took 2 more years. Can you imagine? 2 more years. I was like, Chief Butler, like, how mean can you be? How mean can you be? 2 more years, not even 6 months. Wait, do you know what it means for you to be in Joseph's shoes? Today, we are in 2026. Now, the next time you're going to get out of there, because of this butler guy, will be in 2029. Everyone will be like, labache wanko. Wanyongele, how many years? 2 years. Nenga nandivudo even maybe. The next week, you have spoken to the what? To the Pharaoh. This guy did what? Forgot. So, but remember, by this time, Joseph had also served his time. So we do not know how long, at what time in Joseph's, what point in Joseph's life this actually happened. Whether he was 30, whether he was 25, we don't know. But we know that he was 17 when he was sold into what? Slavery. So, Joseph comes out. And now this is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm trying to make a case of. Sometimes there are some things, especially when they are destiny matters, a lot of work has to happen within that vessel. Okay? So Joseph, we see Joseph getting out in 1 day. And guess what? In 1 day, he goes and he's the butler's what? He's even the butler's boss. Glory to God. If it was you and you got out of that prison, I know some people here, and I'm even looking at them, they are shaking their heads. I think you would go for the chief butler first. You'd be like, Gayo, Mukama akozechi, akumpade. You thought, like, you know those things of one piece of what? That day, imagine, but we don't see Joseph doing that. He goes into a place and even revenge is nothing to him. Because work had gone on in Joseph's heart. Glory to God. Why? Because Joseph had seen the highest form. The highest form of what? He had seen the highest form of betrayal from his own family. So just the butler, just. Joseph had, he was gumite by that time. Glory to God. Work had happened. Work had happened in Joseph's what? Because, yes, it had happened. But when he was in prison, gamkama akolachi, amkolako, glory to God. Then now Joseph gets out there. If I was Joseph, I would say, no, yo mchala wa pochfo, yansula, you know? Let me tell you, many of you here are thinking that, like, the day I get out of here, to be my dear Mukoti, yeah? That day, let's go to court. Baguleo kesi yange. When did I ever come to you? As in, but you don't see Joseph doing any of that. Hallelujah. Why? That God had worked on what? On Joseph's heart. Now, if God is going to ever trust you to with a mission like Joseph's, you realize that there is no place for unforgiveness in your heart. And sometimes it can be as small as that. Ngamukama akulaba oine kolinji nyo in your heart. And they're like, no. You, like if God has said, okay, you're going to be the next president of Uganda in 2060. Let's put it at 2060. Do you know that if you are such bad and evil-hearted and you don't forgive, do you know how many people you will kill? When will God ever use you to show forgiveness? Do you know how many people will kill? Buli akole chibi, bamuteke yo. Buli akole chibi kwe gamba. For you in 2060, we would have like 4 luziras and they would be full. But you see, there are some destinies, there are some things that God has spoken to you about, that even the smallest of things, it can look by a very, very small, but God is like, for you, I'm never going to allow you. This, we have to deal with it now. Because when you go out there, that may be the first place of your downfall. Yeah? So we don't see Joseph going into this place and now starting to take revenge. Yeah? On all those guys. And you may think that in those jails, people were nice. No. Remember the thugs, the people who were in jail, by the way, not nice people. So you can imagine this young man went through everything. And there are many people who could have done Joseph bad. But you don't see him ascending, yeah, becoming the second, the prime minister of Egypt. And he's like, mwena, mwena. And I know so many people who are like that. Mwena, mwena. By the way, you even remember you are very toxic. Or you naeba muteka. Aba toxic. Ba imile wano. Aba tagaliza. Aba kolabwebati. You know, the thugs. No, you don't see Joseph doing that. Why? Because there was a time when the word of God tested him. And that is what happens to even us right now. That when God gives us a promise, remember, the LAT that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations is a certain kind of LAT. Hallelujah. And while we do our work, let's just continue doing our work in this city. And when now we are mature, when we are full, like mature and lacking nothing, James, yeah? James 1:24. When we are mature and lacking nothing, we inherit our promise. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. James tells us, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. In other versions, it says that you may be mature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, another thing with waiting on God and why we shouldn't, like, topapa tobeda unsettled is, you know, you learn to appreciate things. And, like, there is a way in which when we go through what we go through, you learn to appreciate things in such a way that when you are in, finally, when you're out of that place and you're in a place in your promised land, you will not be there. Like, because you value what you went through, there will not be any time to play around, to joke around, because you know what you went through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God has promised you, like, say, marriage. Let's say marriage, yeah? Yeah, there are many young people here. If God has promised you marriage, and you have been through so many things, probably even your background didn't work for you. I thank God that many of us here, that for us here in LAT, we believe in monogamy. But for some of us who came from polygamous families, you go through all of that, you're like, no, labiolabieyo. And you're like, but will I ever get married? And God is like, no, you're going to get married. You know, and you're keeping yourself, you've gone through all the trouble that you have gone through. Let me tell you, when you finally get into that place, now you're married, you're going to be a very serious spouse. Not so. Glory to God. If you have been broke before and you obey the laws of financial prosperity, what God has told you, when you now finally have money, it will not be this man of sasanya everywhere, you're just there joking, misusing money, what? No, because you value what you went through. Glory to God. You value your what? Your journey. Hallelujah. So, it is that, those are the things that we go through as we wait on God. Let us not think that they are strange. Hallelujah. Let us not think that they are strange. God is actually preparing you, and that is a sign enough that you, God is going to come through for you. Amen? It is a sign that your promise will come to pass. Glory to God. That dream will come to pass, Esther. Amen? Amen. Then the second thing is that it will help us to also remember that the fulfillment or the harvesting of everything that we have done does not solely depend on your obedience. Glory to God. But you must obey. Hallelujah. Yes, that the will of God for it to pass in your life will not solely depend on your obedience. And therefore, that means that there will always be a time when other things have to be in place, structures, systems, people. Glory to God. You know, I was telling my child the other day that we are here, then you have a promise. Okay, he doesn't, but I was just giving them an example. If you have a promise of some of maybe going, relocating from Uganda to the UK, Lydia, yeah? And God has said, Lydia, Uganda, you're closing the Ugandan chapter in 2025, for example. And I'm taking you to another land, the UK. Do you know, from the time God has given you that promise to when you go, it could be that the person who is going to help you settle in the UK has just gotten their what? Their visa also. And they have to go and set up the place for you. Not so. Glory to God. So for you, God is telling you now, at the same time, at the same time, God is releasing another person to go and set up the place for you. But he's giving you the promise today. So the other person needs time, glory to God, to put systems and to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it could be that your prosperity is in someone is going to give LAT land. Banga, someone has just started planting coffee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, now people are looking at themselves. this 73 we saw here will be for something else, yeah? But the person God has ordained, yeah, to give LAT land has just entered real estate. But God is beginning to okuluka ekintu for you. And for you, he's telling you, for you what? Walk in what? In obedience. Hallelujah. Angolia katandika. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't the Lord wonderful? So sometimes there need to be structures in place, policies and systems in place. I remember, I think Christine, when she went back to school, and that money which she got, you know, Christine's journey when she was doing her master's, you know, it was interesting that they had just passed that bill, NSSF, of people now can get money at 45. And Christine had been out of school, then now, but remember, Mukama, wali wacha aluka, for Christine to be able to get what? Her fees. So Mukama na atandika na aluka ekintu. Maybe that thing started, that policy. Maybe cha atandika sometime back. Nenga, Christine doesn't even know about it. So she's here, she starts school, boom, she's out of school. But you see, with God, that one, lost time, sometimes is not lost time to God. But now you see, for her, she's thinking, I'm losing time. But God is like, Tula, I'm losing time. My people are graduating. God is like, I got you. But he's working in the whole of Uganda just so that a certain Christine who is going back this afternoon to Mulawa gets fees. So a policy is passed in a country. Glory to God. Because he knew that Christine Tagenda kubba sente. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it could be that the things that we are praying to God about, they are people. They are people, they are structures, they are systems that must be in place. Then also sometimes the things that God has promised us, if he gives it to you right now, it cannot survive. If God promised that you'll be a very strong businessman and he's saying, okay, you will deal in fruits and what? God says that with the economy the way it is right now, if you started a fruit business, it will not what? It won't work. So God has to work within systems, within structures. By the way, and even some of us, our destinies or some promises depend on people dying. That's going to sound weird, but it's true. Yes, ngamukama inasoka to remove a person, not okumuteke bali, but to actually what? Remove the person. Hallelujah. Yes, some of us it's like that. Yeah, and you know, for me, there is a dream that God gave me, a very clear dream of one of the things that, okay, like this family was going to go through, but that thing was great for that family, but it was premised on two people dying. But those people are still living right now. And actually, every time I hear that, they are in hospital, I'm like, is it the day? Eh? But no, me, I'm on God's side. I don't want them to die. But you see, God loves them. God loves them. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. God loves them, and that is why he heals them. Even when they go to hospital, he heals them because it's not yet time. Why? Because even that family needs to have something sorted. So those two people, that God showed me that they were going to fast. They have to first get away. When you have a dream and God is telling you that someone is going away, sometimes it's just the way it is, yeah? That family has to first ngabebo nga sitani yabatwala nakolera mwabo, and God is saying oh no, we have to first uproot this one. Hallelujah. Do you know, this is why God would tell the kings in the Bible, when they would ascend to power, destroy that entire lineage. Why? Because he doesn't want them to what? To come back. Okay? And for whatever purposes that God wants to do in the nation. So sometimes, this is why. And when we understand this, then you are able to wait and not grow what? Not grow weary. You're able to wait joyfully and patiently. Not waiting with complaining, wemulugunya or kolachi or kolachi. No. When you understand that, you know what? The thing that I'm really asking for, God is actually working on it. You know, another thing that we talk about here is the other day, I say it a lot to Pastor, that, and maybe we tell each other, that God, Mukama achachirikeche chintu. Mukama, God is still on that. That means, it essentially means that he's actually working behind the scenes. But he doesn't have to tell you. He doesn't have to tell you what he is doing. Because God knows, if I dare reveal it to you, I am busted. Like, you're going to go tell people, even try and force to do things, to, you know, force yourself to do some things to make it come to what? To pass. All about just having an inkling of some of the promises that, like, how God is going to work in our lives. You find yourself tempted to go and start engineering the process, yeah? But sometimes God is like, no. There is no process to engineer here. I am doing it behind the scenes. I am working on it. Glory to God. And this is where the Bible tells us in Romans 8, 28 to 30, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Yeah, all things, systems, structures, all things. I was amazed at this, the gentleman of Jenakoff. You know that professor? I had never heard about him until COVID. No. Who had? Yes. I don't know. What's his name? Ogwang. Yes. That gentleman. But meanwhile, the guy, he had an appointed time. Glory to God. And he was doing his things in some lab or what, but he had an appointed time with the Lord. And that appointed time, maybe the Lord could not have wanted COVID, but he said, now this is the time. Now you what? You come. Glory to God. And now Jenna products are everywhere. Everywhere. Jenna flu, Jenna cough, Jenna what? Jenna everything. Yeah? But that guy, and you see, when your appointed time comes, let me tell you, they will always ask you for what you've been doing in the past. You see, when Joseph goes to the king, when Joseph goes to Pharaoh, Pharaoh says, I'm told. Yajayo, we know. I am told. This is, you did this and this and this. And by the time, you can imagine, by the time they took this guy to Pharaoh, to even convince, to convince someone who you believe, whatever, your wife, to come into your, you're the one who threw him in jail. And now to allow him to come into your presence. Do you know how annoying that is? But the Pharaoh had to be given a reason for Joseph to approach him. That, by the way, I do not know what happened. I don't know who spoke to him. But the person who spoke to Pharaoh must have said, Pharaoh, why what guy you know? He's in jail for this. Maybe in his days, Joseph must have been the only one, because I don't know of any other prisoner who had the same musango nga Joseph. It was only who? So probably this guy is very difficult to forget if you're the Pharaoh. Very, very difficult to forget. Yeah? It's not like there are many. And his case is peculiar in kind. So imagine you allowing that guy to come, and then you have to be vulnerable to that person and say, I had a dream. and I need interpretation. Do you know what that is for a man? But do you know what helped Joseph? His record. This is why we should be consistent in doing what God has told us to do. Glory to God. Your record will what? It will be brought up on that day. There will say bananga yayogeranga bwat. Oh yo yo yo. Right now there is a demonic podcast going around this town of a young lady who said that for her, she's a nacheyombekedde, she doesn't need men, she's independent, maybe a feminism and things like that. Really things from hell. So this lady, she's a musician, you know Sheba. It was so interesting because we're having this debate. Sheba starts that kagal from, you know, that musician. She starts out by saying that she's independent, she doesn't need men, men are what? She trashes men. Zenadia kola sente, all those things. Before we knew it, Sheba gets pregnant. Before we knew it, Sheba now is back telling people, advising married women on how to live, on how to run their marriages. And now all these young girls, and even advice, giving relationship advice. But let me tell you that this world doesn't forget. Your receipt upon receipt. And to the one who said this, and to the one who said this, then they brought up all her old clips. Yeah? And to the one who said this and this and this. Yeah. And now she is caught in the road like a deer in headlights. She doesn't know what to do. So you see, whether it is an evil report, whether it is a good report, it will always what? Come out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One of the things I told Grace Joy on Thursday was, you may be here praying, believing God for your husband, guy is not yet saved. Yeah? Yeah, guy is not yet saved. The guy is there for him, he's not yet saved. That is why you have people like Pastor, Joanne, to call people who wants to get born again. That is why we are doing this work. To cater for all your systems, we don't know. Hallelujah. So I was telling her that, for me, I remember as a young girl, Glovim, Mobanang, you guys, they made us pray for husbands. This thing, they made us pray for husbands the whole night. I'm there, you guys, I am 14 years, 15 years. I was in S3, I remember, in Victory Christian Center, that I was Selwada. And mulokole saba, no saba, no saba, mulokole tawongota, mulokole saba, mulokole saba. Mananga, I prayed for my husband, I prayed for my husband. Do you know my husband was then at campus having fun, but mulokole saba, mulokole saba. I'm there signing Glovimo, what. My husband is not yet born again. Mulokole saba, mulokole saba, saba jango signing, mujatuba dekeke mikono, obutu kilivu, all those things. Nenga, my husband. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you know, in the tarrying and praying, you're also praying for your systems. You're also praying. Glory to God. When I hear people who say we got born again in 1996, 1998, I'm like, Kobono, Ani Yamusabida, yeah? Because I know that some person out there who was on Mlokole Saba, Mlokole Saba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I was telling Grace Joy, it's okay. Don't be there. She's like, but I just need to know. I just need to know where he is. And this is where I'm saying that it doesn't matter where he is. You do your part. Glory to God. If he reveals him to you, that's good. But just do your part. Pray in tongues. Pray for yourself. Pray for him. What? So I was there. When she left. I told her, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm there on campus going for overnights, praying, God, God, about my marriage. What? My children. What? Some for him, eh? Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So I meet some in first year, told her. I meet some in first year. Some are just giving his life to Christ. Glory to God. And in all of this, in all my praying, I didn't even know he was the one. Hallelujah. So we strike a good friendship. We become friends. We started dating in what? In third year, when he had left the university. Glory to God. Because in fact, when I saw him, I told God. Because Sam came, for him, his agenda was clear right from the start. I told him, but you have just given your life to Christ, so how are you going to balance us? I'm like, "Atogenda chikolotya. How are you going to balance me and Jesus? You have just gotten." Eh? And then also, on the other hand, I'm like, "Man, me, I've just gone to campus. I want to dedicate my first 2 years to the Lord at campus," because they had already warned me about this university, the university lifestyle. So I told him, "If you're still here in third year, we shall talk." And glory to God that he stayed until third year. Amen. But now by third year, katinawa wowenga katinange bintu mbitegeera. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please clap for my husband. Yes. He waited. Amen. Yes. And in that time of waiting, God was working on him as much as he was working on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's okay. It's okay for us to wait. Don't stop doing what God has told you to do. Do not stop doing what God has told you to do. Amen? Yes. Don't. Some of the things you're praying for, like I said, they need a specific version of you to carry them. But also, number two, there are things that are beyond your will to do, God's, like, that are beyond just your obedience. To now, and in this time of waiting, mukame bebyo na kolachi, aja abikola ko. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, waiting with the Lord is not a waste of time. No. God is not just there waiting, seated idly, fiddling with his fingers and saying, "What? When will it be 1 o'clock? No. Hallelujah. God is working. He's working behind the scenes. Amen? And then lastly, God is dealing with the unseen battles. Battles that you do not see. Battles you do not know. We see this from the book of Daniel. Yeah, Daniel starts this prayer. He's praying, he's fasting, he's waiting on God. But you know what? God doesn't even come and tell him. It's something that really always intrigues me. Why didn't Daniel was praying and fasting? Why didn't God come and tell Daniel that due nature, he said, Daniel, Bamalaika balwana, balwana. God doesn't do that. And I think this is where for me I settled my work with God. Like, he's not going to tell you some things. Daniel is praying and fasting. This whole thing of waiting for 21 days, it was a bit excessive for God. Because I'm like, you could have just come and given your Daniel man a heads up and said, "You know what? Nakulide munange, night way 21 days. We are going to what? Sort this thing out. The angels are fighting. What? No, nothing. Nothing. It happens after the angel is released. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is now when Daniel gets his answer. Imagine now he had grown weary and tired. And he was like, "Mukamanze bintu byonna. Yerwachito yogean." You know? No. If he had gotten weary and given up, I don't know that this, because the Bible is clear that his prayers aided the release of angel Gabriel, the messenger angel. All right? But I also feel like I should make another case for how God works in other people's lives. Let's take an example of Mary and Elizabeth. You know, when it comes, again, I'm going to say, when it comes to destiny things, destiny matters, some things God is not even going to reveal to you, even while you are waiting to harvest. Mary, we have a life of Mary, who is a young teenager. Then we have Zachariah and Elizabeth on this side. The Bible clearly shows us these people had been together for a long time and they were old. Okay? Then there is a Mary who is organizing to get married. Aria, wobalimu makeup, what, bridal satin, bichev, yobialimu. All right? But you see, there is no way John could have come after Jesus. And now God doesn't tell Elizabeth and Zachariah that I have chosen you to carry John the messenger. What he does is they wait. They wait. For all this long, they what? They wait. And now they are well advanced. But God doesn't even come and tell Elizabeth that I have chosen you to carry someone who will be filled with the Spirit right from your womb. Who is, in a way, connected to me, God. because Jesus is God, right? Who is connected to the Messiah who is coming. God doesn't tell her that. All she does is to wait and wait and wait. Glory to God. So you can see that the destinies of the two men were really connected. So there is no way one could have been fulfilled without another. This Mary, Jesus and John were a few months apart. All right? So there is no way Jesus had agenda kuvawa before Elizabeth's pregnancy. Because one must precede the other. Hallelujah. So in our lives, now we have, when we read the Bible, we have an opportunity to see some of these things in hindsight. But in your life, you will not be able to see some of these things. This is why it's important for us not to grow weary. There is something that Pastor keeps on saying here. He says, the promise of the children being born in the U.S., it came to pass. But according to his own admission, many times he says, he doesn't actually know why. Haven't you told us that many times? He has. He doesn't know why. He speculates. Sometimes he thinks, it's like, maybe this and this. But the fullness of that will unfold in the future. Glory to God. The fullness of it. But God is telling him, give. So, continue doing what I told you to do. For this thing to really come to its maturation. It doesn't stop at the girls having, his children, having, what is it called? Citizenship. No. It doesn't stop at that. There is a greater purpose. I believe it in my heart. But God has not... You know, Pastor is Mulosi, by the way. Hallelujah. There is no any other word. After that, things are a bit hazy. Yeah, about maybe God has spoken to him, and by choice he has chosen not to tell us, but I think he would. But I don't know. But you see, there are some things, I'm saying all this to remind us that there are some things God is never going to tell you. You're going to have to wait for them. He's not going to tell you that behind the scenes. He won't. I would honestly expect that. Really, you could have at least come to Elizabeth, no Mugamba, yeah? That now, get to family planning, yeah? But he doesn't. He waits for them to get old, and the natural one hits them. You all understand what I'm saying? Yeah, and the natural one babbles them. But for him, he's like, I'm not yet done. I am coming. And by the way, that one who is coming is not like any other man. Or Yoye Musufu. That's why I'm saying that... And you don't even, I don't know if they went on to have even other children, but so I'm saying that destiny things concerning, and sometimes we don't even know how, like in the grand scheme of the weight of destiny, like how some of these promises weigh so heavily. And that is why we keep telling ourselves in LAT that you should strive, do everything you can to always walk in obedience to the instruction God has given you. Because tomanya. Hallelujah. Tomanya. Yeah, we see in part. Tomanya. Even what God has revealed to you. Katono nyo wekati. Regan. Katono nyo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That thing you are saying, mukama nkoyenze, njagana bivamu, in fact, in a ministry, you will give it to somebody else. Nye tabani zafuna yomu utuye, namulala, me, I'm tired. Let me tell you. Continue doing what God has told you to do. Hallelujah. Just do. You got the instruction from God. Do what God has told you to do. Continue waiting. Wait patiently. Amen. And then you will reap a what? A harvest. Hallelujah. The harvest is only guaranteed to people who have not given up. Not to people who sowed. Anyone can sow. But people get tired and walk away from their gardens. So the harvest is guaranteed to people who don't grow weary in doing what God has told them to do. So when we understand these things, these few things that I've talked about, then we shall tujja kwezzaamu amaanyi. Glory to God. You will strength will arise. For you to wait. You will once again be excited about those dreams. You will continue to serve God well. Amen. And also lastly, before I go, yes, I stretch this to one. The reason why I told Esther to come here quickly is because when we were seated there, just at the beginning of the praise and worship session, Esther turned to me and she showed me on her phone what she was going to teach the children, okay? So I'm like, what are you going to teach? She shows me, and her title is The Lord's Timing. Glory to God. That is her already typed, because she didn't send me the lesson plan. So she shows it to me while I'm sitting there, and she's like, you know, this is what I'm going to teach Joanne. Yeah? And I'm like, okay. So I peruse through very quickly, and she's going to do Galatians 4:4, and I think Isaiah. So I was so blessed when she told me that. I knew that this message is meant for all of us. Amen. May you be encouraged. May you be encouraged. Amen. And most certainly do not walk away from the Lord. Glory to God. Don't let the waiting period make you, you know, walk away from God. Eh? Yeah. Glory to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.